Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 to the Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Scott Ferguson's here. He's a new friend, and we hope he'll come back. We've tried to be on our best behavior, here, haven't we, folks? Scott, we've tried to be on our best behavior. We hope you'll come back.
Listen, I will. I've enjoyed, even though it was 3 or 4 minutes between segments, you and I had a chance to chat, so I want to follow up for sure. So.
World Trade Center Association, folks, WTCA.org. He's the CEO there. Okay, Scott, people at your knee right now are saying, I want to learn more about trade. I want to learn more about doing business exporting, doing business overseas, maybe even importing. And so they can come to your website. They can find a WTC near them, right? It might be Memphis. It might be St. Louis. It might be Kansas City. It might be L.A. It might be Chicago. Who knows? How many of them around the country?
Well, across the U.S. and Mexico, we have 70, but we've got over 55 in the U.S. and Canada together.
Okay, so folks, there's one within driving distance of you. All right, so do they just walk up? Do they call and make an appointment? What do they do?
They can call. They can walk up. I know our World Trade Centers are anxious and interested to meet. I mean, it's our lifeblood of small business. So anytime we get approached by someone who's running a business and is interested in expanding expanding globally or trading, we're interested in talking to them.
And so they walk in and they say, I need help. I think I can sell what I have overseas.
That's right. And if they should have a plan, they should have an idea of which markets they're interested in. It really then allows the World Trade Center to help focus their attention because we have members in 300 countries. 300 cities, sorry, in 90 countries.
Right.
So if it's in India, if it's in China, if it's in Canada, Mexico, it would be useful to understand what markets they are looking to expand to. And then I think the World Trade Center can zero in on that market.
So would your guys, would your people identify the business offers and try to find them a market that would fit them? Is that what you help them with?
Yeah, you know, what every World Trade Center is a little different, and that's another interesting aspect of our network is when we started back almost 50 years ago, we started with a bit of a cookie-cutter mentality where we were trying to make every World Trade Center the same. Mm-hmm. And then as we expanded over the years and let in more government, private sector, we had different groups joining us who had specialties in economic development. They could be a government agency or a private sector player. Some places they're running convention centers. So there's a little bit of a variance in each area, but the idea is that they reflect and focus on what's important to that market. So you'll find a little bit, if you visited 10 or 20 World Trade Centers, you'd find a different approach in each one of them. Mm-hmm. But the key is that we're all connected globally. So
as I mentioned earlier, is we've got to every nickel of cash, every nickel of capital we have, Scott, is precious. By a factor of 1,000, maybe 1,000,000 more than the big companies, because we don't have that much access to other options, to other capital options. So everything we have is precious. If it invest it, it's got to come back soon. Are you guys set up to help us understand how that's going to work and help us do that?
You know, I think we can. We can obviously do it on our own. I mean, the key is for the member to have, have a sense of which markets they're interested in. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you an example of how some of our World Trade Centers operate. So in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show is one of our members, which is mm-hmm. a surprise to a lot of people. So that show happens each and every year in Las Vegas. It has close to 200,000 attendees.
Right, it's big.
And that's they focus on trade and investment through the CES. So our World Trade Center in Trieste in Italy made a trip there this past year on a trade mission. They brought 150 people with them.
So your local offices would actually put together trade missions to different places to meet and to meet prospects and that sort of thing.
Yeah, they don't all do trade. They don't all do it the same way, but
some
in that
do,
case,
yeah.
That's how it was run. But in other cases, what they would do is they would reach out to those World Trade Centers
right.
and make a connection.
And so as he mentioned earlier, folks, work with the other people, other resource organizations to put it all together. It might take a partnership of a handful of folks to get your deal done. Hey, Scott, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I absolutely will. It's an incredible, great program. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Scott Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen, with the WTCA World Trade Center Association. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.